Lazarus Samboy will chief mediator, Dr. Ismail Wise, special envoy, NIGAD special envoy to South Sudan, Dr. Mohamed Buyu, deputy chief mediator and representative of San Egidio community, my friend Tobias Protocol Observer. Today, 16th of May, is a historical day in South Sudan. It is the day that we commemorate for the start of the struggle of the people of South Sudan led by the SPLA for freedom. On behalf of the opposition movements present here in these talks, I stand before you to express our gratitude and appreciation to President William Ruto, President of the Republic of Kenya, for accepting the request of President Salva Kiir, our President of the Republic of South Sudan, to mediate between the government and the opposition. Today, on the 16th of May, we are here gathering to commit ourselves to a declaration to rescue our country. We would like that this declaration and commitment that we have agreed to sign be dedicated to the people of South Sudan, to the suffering people of South Sudan, to give them hope. We also dedicate it especially to our fallen heroes and heroines who gave their life, sacrificed their life for us to be free today. Today, we are here to declare our commitment to initiate an inclusive peace process that addresses the root causes of the conflict and foster a truly inclusive environment where all voices of our people are heard and respected. We have agreed that this process shall be an inclusive, dialogue with the participation of all South Sudanese stakeholders, including the reconstituted transitional government of South Sudan formed by the parties that signed the RRCs, the opposition of those who did not sign the RRCs, and other oppositions who were not part of the process of negotiation of the 2018 agreement. The stakeholders also will include our religious and traditional leaders, our women and youth movements and leaders, our professional and national experts, the leaders of our civil society as equal stakeholders in charting forward the future of our country, a peaceful country. We have also agreed right from the beginning on the day of the launching, the two delegations were hosted by President William Ruto, and we were, as South Sudanese, were left together. And our President, President Salva Kiir Mayardit, urged us that the purpose of this discussion should be the rescue of South Sudan from the multiple crises we are in. And we have all agreed that this will be the focus of our effort in this Tumaini initiative and the high-level mediation led by General Sumbeyo. We shall work to develop national consensus among us. We have generally agreed that we should be focusing on putting the problem facing our country for us to attack that problem and find a solution or solutions to the difficulties that we have together as citizens of South Sudan, as leaders of South Sudan, as the stakeholders in South Sudan. Seeing the problems as our enemy and seeing ourselves as opponent to each other. And in this, we will be collaborating. This will be the best thing we can do in honor of our fallen heroes in the tens of thousands and our lost citizens. We in the opposition, we pledge our full commitment that we will be working united and working in a collaboration with the government delegation here to rescue our people and to work for bringing a better future for South Sudan, a South Sudan that is free, just, and prosperous for all its citizens without discrimination. That is our commitment. Thank you very much.